Welcome to our Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Joining us today is the treasurer of the Stuart Lions Club, Christy Lonsdale. And Christy, why did you start this Lawn of the Month for the Stuart Lions Club?
We knew that other towns I'd seen was doing it. And I got to thinking, you know, this is something the Stuart Lions could do. We've been wanting to do something for the people in Stuart. And we thought this would be a good way to maybe honor and reward those in Stuart who work hard, have a beautiful yard. It'll also let others know, you know, about them so that they can drive by and appreciate that person's hard work, too. We're getting lots of nominations for future yards and just want to have the word out there about, hey, if you work hard to make your yard beautiful, we'd like to honor you and let others know about it, too.
What do you think this will do for the beautification of the city of Stuart?
Well, we just started it. Okay. We had to wait until we got our sign done. So we just did our first month when it was Jim and Diane Belden was voted to be our first winners. And when we first talked about how we would fund this, because the winners do get $100 cash for being that month's winner, we were like, how are we going to fund this? And that was no problem, and it was quickly solved. Because the new Lion members, we have Monty and Terry Conuer that have Conuer Electric, and then Mike and Katie Johnson with Johnson Funeral Home both stepped up and paid the fees to cover that $100 a month. So we were covered for 2 years. And we just hope that maybe more people will step up to beautify their yards and take pride in their yards in Stuart. And, of course, that's going to make it harder for our judges to pick a winner each month. But that's what we want. You know, we want people to get honored and rewarded for working hard, for making their yards beautiful. And what better way to do it than put a sign in their yard, let other people know about it, so they can drive by and go, oh, well, let's do that. We can do that. You know, and just help to make Stuart a more beautiful place to, you know, visit and drive around and look at all of the beautiful yards we have. And then as the seasons change, we thought, well, we'll just look for yards that also display and honor the current season. So with fall and Christmas time coming up, it'll give people a chance to go all out with their yard for the season or holiday. And then we'll cover that theme kind of until spring and summer comes around again. We know that the summer has been very hot and dry, so we hope that $100 helps to pay for some of the expenses of watering all those flowers that Jim and, you know, Diane had put out, because their yard was definitely, definitely beautiful, and they spend a lot of work keeping all those flowers up. And also the $100 will help, you know, for any decorations that people might want to buy to beautify their yard. And the Lions, we just wanted to say thank you to those that work so hard to help make Stuart more beautiful and to let people know about them so that they can enjoy all their hard work too. And maybe, like I said, make them think, hey, we could step up and do this. Let's do this in our yard. So if they have a nomination or know of somebody that has a real beautiful yard and they'd like to nominate them, they can just call up here at the Stuart Herald or email us and let us know.
Very good. So this is going to go on for at least 2 years every month?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So like the last week of this month, our judges, which consist of Lions people, will drive around, take our nominations that we have, go look at their yards, and try to come up with who's going to be the winner next month. And that's a job that they don't take lightly. You know, they know that that's a big responsibility, because there's a lot of beautiful yards out there if you just drive around and start looking.
When will the Stuart Lions Club announce a winner for the Lawn of the Month?
The first week, we will put a picture of their yard, and we hope to get more pictures each time, and maybe the winners beside the signs. We'll put that in the Stuart Herald, and we'll also put it on the Stuart Hometown Facebook page and the Stuart Herald newspaper Facebook page, you know, and in the paper. So they'll get honored that way, so people know, oh, here's where we need to go. And of course, that sign will be in their front yard, too.
Well, is there anything else the Stuart Lions Club is up to other than that? That's all I got.
Well, Scoop the Loop will be coming up, and we will be serving, like we always do, in front of the Stuart Herald. So we'll do walking tacos and brats and hot dogs and those famous lemonade shake-ups we make and have pop and water. So stop by and visit us August 27th for Scoop the Loop. And then, of course, September 8th, we've got the big RV TV coming to town in Stuart, and we'll be set up again. And that day, we're going to do brats and hot dogs and beef burgers that day, along with our chips and pop and water and lemonade shake-ups. So we've got those two things we're working on. We might do another soup meal come here fall. And then, of course, at Christmas time, we'll do the community Christmas celebration. That's the second weekend in December on Saturday at the Congregational Church. So we're planning that. And we'd love to do tour of homes this year. So if any of our listeners out there would like to decorate their home for Christmas and open it up and do a tour of homes and bring that back to Stuart, the Lions would love to work on that this year too.
Well, thank you, Christy, for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And that was our Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team, Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stuart. If you missed any part of our conversation with the Stuart Lions Club, you can visit our website at RaccoonValleyRadio.com under the podcast tab, Let's Talk Guthrie County.